Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Thank you for the applause. And we're going to do our best over these next 3 hours to make sure that that applause is warranted. As we get into it, as far as NBA, big return tonight in Brooklyn. We'll get into that. There's some golf news we got to get into, and NFL. It's just stuff going on all over the place, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. We're going to be informative, enlightening, inspiring, and, of course, entertaining. Let me bring in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, bro?
What's happening?
How are you,
Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm great, man. The weather here is lovely. I know it's always lovely out in L.A.
No, but I know when the weather breaks east, it's like a new birth. It absolutely. You know, I grew up in New York and lived for 20 years in Detroit. So when the nice weather finally comes after brutal winters, it feels great. So I know you have to feel good.
Absolutely.
Everything is good. You know, I'm making news. I'm trending. I'm causing trouble, moving the needle. We're all good.
yes, indeed, you are. And we're going to try to make some more news tonight. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83.
And do want to say this. So you know I got my first shot yesterday.
Right.
And thank God, so far, no side effects, nothing. I feel fine. But
Well, you should be out of the woods now.
The shot, Chris.
Although I guess it could be a little longer.
Yeah, but the shot in your arm, my arm hurts. My left arm.
Well, you're an older guy. I got a shot a month ago, and it was fine.
Really? It didn't hurt the next day?
I was out lifting weights the next that night.
Really?
Yeah, right. No, I mean, it was a tad sore, but
no, last night
I had to, like, push on my arm to feel it, yeah.
Last night, as I rolled over on my shoulder, and I felt it. I was like, ow! All right, I'm okay now.
All right, on that note, we're going to introduce the Odd Couple crew. In for DJ Alex Tyshirt is our man, Iowa Sam. Iowa Sam always brings the noise on a Worship Wednesday, so we're glad to have him here. Super producer Rob G in full effect running things. And on the updates, our buddy, Mr. Ralph Irvin. All right, Rob, the debut. Well, not debut, but Kevin Durant returns. I'm watching him warm up right now. He looks excited. If I can read his body language, his facial expressions, he looks hyped. I'm sure he wants to get away from all this, you know, this stuff with Michael Rapaport and all this off-the-court nonsense and have you focus on his game. He is such a great player. And he's missed the last 23 games, Rob. They play New Orleans tonight. Zion in the house. And it's going to be great. Now, James Harden, of course, is out for the next 10 days. He's going to miss at least the next 4 games. I'm guessing it might be even a little more than that. But Durant's back. Now, Rob, here's the thing. They went 19-4 without Kevin Durant. 19-4. That would definitely be the best record in the league if they played on that type of pace.
Well, but that's what makes them so scary. You know what I mean? Like that's the part, Chris, that makes them so scary that they can lose a player of his caliber and not miss a beat. Actually play the best basketball you could play.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've seen that before. Golden State actually played really well without Durant, too. I think his game is so understated, and that's what should make him fit in seamlessly, because he doesn't over dribble, doesn't dominate the ball, catch and shoot, you know, mid-range, three-pointers. He can do so much offensively. He's just such a great shooter that it's easy to slip him in, and apparently, on these great teams at least, slip him out of the lineup. But I think, Rob, a big question is – you know, you and I both. Now, he's not going to win it. You know who's going to win the MVP probably?
Who's that?
Nikola Jokic.
Because he's playing the most?
Yeah. I mean, he's played every game. And his numbers are ridiculous. But they're moving up, too. I think they're up to fifth.
They won six in a row. Yeah, I know they're playing well.
They haven't lost with Aaron Gordon, that trade they made. So they're going to be high in the seeding anyway. But, you know, like you said, LeBron, James Harden now, and Joel Embiid, they've missed a lot of games, and Harden's going to miss, you know, more. So they probably are going to be out of it. And look, I'm fine with that. If that's what it comes down to, one of the best abilities, Rob, is availability. So it is what it is. But you and I, really about a month or so ago, began saying James Harden's the MVP. Like, that dude is balling. We talked about the 19-4 record. He's the main reason, as great as Kyrie is. And so I'm going to throw this out at you, Rob. Who would you say is the most important net? Most important to their success? And we know for them, success is not winning the East. It's not getting to the finals. It is winning it all. Who's the most important net to that?
I still think it's Kevin Durant, and I only from the standpoint, and if Harden plays well and Kyrie's been balling, this is like one of his best years. I mean, he's playing well.
Probably his best year, yeah.
Right? Regular season best year.
Yep.
Definitely. But I think it's Durant. Only because of his history, Chris, in the NBA Finals, 2-1, 2 MVPs, slayed LeBron twice. 8-1 record in the finals. Been there, done that.
What? Pressure. Not real. Not 8-1.
No, I mean in those two finals. I'm talking about in those two. No, I said they were. I said he was 2-1.
You fudging your numbers to
fit. No, I said he was 2-1. But I'm saying in the last two finals, 8-1 against LeBron.
So he's what, 9-5? I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Overall. So you know that history and that pedigree is something that you could utilize, especially since Harden has had his meltdowns and his issues in the postseason. So you're going to look to a guy who's been there, done it. That doesn't mean that Harden can't continue to play well and break out and maybe even become the finals MVP because he plays that well. That could happen.
Absolutely.
Because the pressure's off, Chris. You know, it's not just him. He's got two other guys who have been there, done that, two guys that have been champions. Kyrie's won a championship. Durant's won two. And Harden is the new guy on the block trying to win his first. But I still think it's Durant because of his history.
Well, I'm going to say this. If I were basing it solely on regular season play, and not just this year, because obviously we haven't seen much of Durant this year. If I'm just basing on regular season play, what I've seen from Harden this year, and even what I've seen from Durant in years past regular season, I would say James Harden. Because James Harden's ability, his versatility, his ability to be the playmaker, to run the point at a level that very few players in history have run it at, the fact that he is a guy that can give you 40 when you need it and yet give you 25 and 11 when you don't need the 40. The fact that he is an incredible passer, is spreading the wealth, setting the table, getting not only Kyrie and Kevin Durant involved, but also Joe Harris, Nick Claxton, Bruce Brown, all these other guys, Jeff Green, getting them involved, keeping them happy. And he's got the gravitas. We've seen him call out his friend DeAndre Jordan. He can say things to guys like what he's doing is critical. As great as Kyrie is, and they just had a graphic on the screen, Rob, Kyrie matched Vince Carter for the most 40-point games in a season with 4. I think that's the stat. Kyrie's been fantastic. And like you said, I think this is his best season. I think he's better than he was when he played in Cleveland with LeBron, as great as he was then. So he's playing great, but Kyrie's not a table setter. Kyrie doesn't keep and get everybody involved the way Harden does. He's not the point guard that Harden is. Even though he came up as a point guard, Harden's the better point guard. And so I would say it would be Harden, Rob, because they were 7-6 with KD and Kyrie before Harden got there. So there was an adjustment period. But as you said, because of Harden's struggles at critical moments in the playoffs, not always, he's had some big games in big moments, but he's had a ton of clunkers, Rob, a ton, relatively speaking. I mean, I think of San Antonio, that game 6, I think he only took 10 or 11 shots, had a bunch of turnovers, might have scored 10 points. He's had games where he had 10, 12 turnovers in critical playoffs. Like, He's had his struggles, and whether it's he's just worn down physically by that point in the season from carrying his team, or mentally he gets psyched out or melts down, whatever, I don't know if that's going to happen again. So we've seen, to your point, Kevin Durant on the big stage. And he has some moments too. You know, they dropped the 3-1 lead to Golden State in the conference finals. He wasn't good in those last three games. So he's had some struggles too,
yeah, but the
not
only difference
to the
is,
degree that Harden has.
Yeah,
look, he was great against Golden State like I predicted in Golden State like I predicted he would be when he went there. But it is a lot easier when you have such a great cast with you and there's not the pressure on you to make every shot and be that guy. And that may help Harden. I think that's going to happen with Harden. Not that he'll necessarily make the big shot, but I think he's going to be fine in these playoffs. But just because he has it, Rob, I got to go with KD. That's why. That's the only reason why.
Yeah, nothing it's else. Hard to argue with that, with the logic behind it. But other people might think something different, that maybe they need Harden, or maybe this is Kyrie's year. You know, like it started out, Chris.
I'd be shocked if anybody said Kyrie.
Really?
As great as he is. Yeah, because you can – I mean, Kyrie's been in big moments by himself.
He sealed one of the greatest comebacks in sports history.
Right. I don't think anybody's not going to say he can't shoot. He can't hit a clutch shot, because I agree with you. He might be their most clutch guy. That I think he probably is there. I would actually say he is their biggest clutch guy. But Durant can hit a clutch shot too. And Kyrie – I don't think he's that number one guy to carry your team. We saw him in Boston, and they actually did worse in the playoffs with him. So, but maybe somebody will say it, because he is a great player, of course.
And here's a thing from ESPN FPI. The Nets have a 11% chance of winning the title without KD, but just a 3% chance without Harden.
Right.
What do you make of
that? They didn't do Kyrie?
No, just those two.
Yeah. I think Kyrie 6%.
Is it 6?
So a higher percentage with Kyrie. I think Rob, if they had KD and Harden and no Kyrie, I think they still be the favorites. I think KD, Kyrie, they're not the favorites, but they could win it. I think Harden, Kyrie, they're not the favorites, but they could win it. So that goes into what we were saying with KD as that guy. So, all right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Who is the most important player to the Nets' long-term success? Kevin Durant, James Harden, or maybe some of you think Kyrie Irving? Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Who is the most important Nets player to their long-term success?
All right, let's kick it off. Let's start with Jax in Kansas City. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Jax?
Fellas, thanks for taking my call. Chris, what's up, Noop?
What up, bro? If I knew.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, I tell you what, for me, you just said it, I'm calling Kyrie, because if you got a focused, you know, really mentally in the game Kyrie, with the abilities that he brings to the table, along with these other two guys, that Nets team is absolutely unbeatable. They might be unbeatable anyway, but I just think that Kyrie brings so much to the table when he's focused. I think that you put him with those two, because like you said, you never really know what Harden's going to do in the playoffs. And of course, you know, if Durant's on the floor, he's going to be impactful, but he can't do it by himself. So I really think Kyrie is your most important net. I think he brings the heat to the table, no doubt.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. I would agree, like I said, right? I think if you want to say he's their most clutch player, I wouldn't argue with that. But I can't say he's more important than KD or Harden.
Yeah. No, I hear you, but you can make a case for Kyrie that he's been there. When they beat the Warriors, he averaged 28.5 points, Chris. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
We do know that he can play in a big stage. All right, Drew, in New Jersey, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Drew, what exit?
I'm going with KD. You need to be able to get stops. You need to be able to get a jump shot at will. KD can do all those things. James Harden relies on the free throw line. That doesn't work.
That's a good point, right? Because we've seen that, Rob. Like,
well, he's been
obviously
trying
Harden
to get calls
to
in
the
playoffs,
right?
And he don't get them. They don't call them, and so
that's a great point.
Yeah, you just can't like bump up against people, Chris, and hope that you get bailed out.
Right,
it doesn't happen.
Right. Good call.
Is that Miko in Compton? Miko, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
City of
yeah,
Compton.
Yeah, Miko, that's what's up, Rob. Yeah, I think, hey, what's up, Chris and Rob? I think the most important player is James Harden. He don't have a championship. You know, him and Blake Griffin, they got to step. If KD and Kyrie don't win it this year, KD got two championships. Kyrie got one, so James Harden got to step it up. I don't think he's been a total bust in the playoffs. But he couldn't get it done with Chris Paul or Westbrook. So with this, with Kyrie and KD, you know, KD just need to be KD this year. He don't need to push it too hard. Just be a 7-foot defender, hit shots, and just let that Achilles, like, rest in the season. You know, just don't be pushing it too hard. James Harden got to push it all the way.
Are you concerned at all? And you're right. Harden, I think Rob would agree with this. Harden has not been a total bust in the playoffs. I can point to some big, huge games.
No, he's had big games, but people remember the bad, the meltdowns.
Right.
You know,
and
what
it's
I
been
mean.
A number of them. It hasn't just been one or two. Are you concerned at all about that? Is the caller still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Chris.
Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I say, James Harden, he hasn't been a bust. That game seven when Chris Paul got hurt, I can't put that on Harden. So that's a boost in talent a little bit, you know, a Kyrie and a KD and the depth of the Nets. So James Harden, he got to step it up. I mean, when he get to the playoffs, he got to still be James Harden from the regular season. He got to step it up even more than that. KD, he could just, like you always talking about transcending players yesterday, yep. KD could just be out there. He don't have to go 100 miles per hour. He is right. 7 foot. He could defend multiple positions, hit shots, make free throws. But Harden, Kyrie got to push it.
Right. Like Rob, Harden, I mean, this could be the perfect situation because he is playing like a great point guard. And, you know, with KD and Kyrie there, the pressure's not on him to hit every big shot. You know what I'm saying?
No,
when they
definitely
need a bucket, everybody's not just looking at him.
What did They're you call it earlier this year? You were talking about, like, whose turn is it? You know what I mean? Like,
you know,
where it's just like, okay, here you go. It's your turn.
Right.
Now it's my turn. There's so many different people there who could score baskets for you. How about Mark in Sacramento? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Mark? What's going on, gentlemen?
Very nice.
I see you trying to make your voice a little deeper, but
you know, Iowa Sam is on the job. Let me hear that again, Iowa Sam.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Very nice.
You guys had a young man on last week who did it right after me. He sounded like me. It scared me.
Yes.
I can't remember his name.
Becoming a star, man.
But he did.
People imitating you.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, guys, real quick. Yeah. I think it's James Harden. Hey, Rob, and this is the reason why I watched all that bad basketball you asked me about since Christmas to see how it messed out. James Harden is the most natural point guard on that team. James Harden ran the D'Antoni system, which he had to figure out who and when to get the ball to with those shooters. He's naturally good at that. Those other guys aren't. And James Harden knows when and who to get the ball to. And if you're watching him, he's actually, I think he's leading the league in assists. And if I'm not mistaken, he has before. So he's the most natural point guard. And he's getting those other guys the ball in good shooting spots, not just the two stars. It's the other guys that he's playing with. He plays well with all those other guys. I think he's the key. It's James Harden.
One thing people don't know about Harden, he's the one, he actually told me this years ago. If you watch him in high school, he was a playmaker. Like he's told me, he's like, I've always had the ball in my hands and making plays. I didn't watch him a lot in high school, but I went back and looked at some video, high school, college. This was years ago. And he's right. Like this isn't new. He has always been able to play like that in Houston. They just got to a point where they just wanted him to score so much. But yeah, he is definitely the most natural point guard. All right. We interesting next topic coming up. This is going to be a dandy. Someone in sports just blew a golden opportunity. We'll get into that next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thank you, Ralph. We're the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we talked about it yesterday and maybe the day before. Hubert Davis hired to replace Roy Williams as head coach at the University of North Carolina, their basketball program. Probably, well, arguably the greatest NCAA program in the country. Duke certainly has an argument. If you go really historical, UCLA. But it's up there. And so it means something. I mean, he's the first African-American head coach at North Carolina. And he was asked about that yesterday at his introductory press conference, Rob. And, it got bizarre.
I'll just say that.
I think you said it right. I think you said it right. It got bizarre because he was on the right track.
Yeah, yeah. He started off okay. It got bizarre, and here's the sound.
It is significant, Steve. It's significant that I'm African American and I'm the head coach here. It's significant. I know that in terms of Division I head coaches all around the country, only 26% of the head coaches for Division I men's basketball are compromised by minorities, specifically African Americans. I know that it is significant that I'm the fourth African American head coach in any sport in the history of the University of North Carolina. I'm very proud to be African American, but I'm also very proud that my wife is white, and I'm very proud that my three beautiful, unbelievable kids are a combination of both of us.
What?
What?
Wow. Go ahead. I'm going to let you have first.
All I'm going to say, Chris, is I don't understand the last part of that. Hubert Davis, where were you going? Chris, it's a monumental moment in North Carolina basketball history. The first African-American coach. And I was looking for Hubert Davis to he said it was significant, but he didn't give me any more. You know, the idea that I came to this university and that I'm the first black man to ever hold the head job, and what it means, it could open the door for so many other universities to open their eyes and give other guys, Chris, like me, that look like me, a chance to be a head coach in major college basketball. It's significant. I'm proud. I'm honored. I've told you a million times, Chris, in my entire career, 35 years and all the things I've done, in this business, newspaper, radio, television, everything. Being the first black sports columnist at the Detroit Free Press in 1993 is my biggest honor in my career, because I gave a chance to give the people of Detroit, the black people of Detroit, a voice on the sports pages.
Right.
But the white wife and the kids, what was that? I didn't get it.
Let's say
explain
this,
it for me.
We're not against interracial marriage.
That's not what we're talking about.
That has nothing to do with this. Obviously, I got a lot of white blood in me. I don't have any white relatives that I know of. It was way, way, way back. But
all you got to do is look at the skin color. You're barely black.
I got a good number of white. So this isn't about interracial marriage or dating.
No.
It's just, where did this come from? Rob, when I first saw the headline, right?
Right.
University of North Carolina coach upsetting African Americans because he's proud to have a white wife. I can't imagine that a reporter asked him that.
Chris thought at the press conference and I was asking questions.
Right. I was really wondering, like, did somebody actually ask him what color his wife is or something to that effect? And then I watched the clip that we just played. And it was just like, he just brought it up out of nowhere. And the way he said it, obviously, you should be proud of your wife, whatever her race. If I was married to a white woman, I'd be proud of her. If I was married to an Asian woman, I'd be proud of her. I'm married to a black woman, I'm proud of her. Okay, we get that. But the way he said it, he didn't personalize it like my wife, give her name.
She's a wonderful
doctor. I'm so
person.
Proud of
exactly.
Her. Yeah, she stood by me, you know, when other people told me I didn't think I'd get a chance as an African American to be a head coach here. And she stood by me. I'm so proud of her. I love her. Oh, no, you just bring out, I'm proud to have a white wife.
What was that? Where did that come from?
Right. I only see two, I guess, three explanations. One, he misspoke, and he'll probably say that I misspoke. Okay. Two, he may have felt, did I go too far?
Too much black news.
Right. Like I said, there's only been four black coaches here at North Carolina. Did I go too far? I said only 26% of head coach. Did I go too far? You know? And then he wanted to soften it. Or three, he's one of those Negroes that thinks marrying a white person makes you better. We know we got those kind of Negroes.
They think white people's water is better than black people's water. Their ice is colder. A white lawyer is automatically better than a black lawyer. That y'all know I'm not playing. You know that, Rob.
No, I know that.
I don't know. That's just a third explanation.
Well, can I
that
say
he
this?
He thought he got the ultimate trophy wife just because she's white.
And here's the other part that you didn't mention yet. He did himself some damage, Chris, for people who listen to that. And I'm not saying no one's going to North Carolina or they're not going to play for Hubert Davis, but there'll be some people who will look and an eyebrow or two will go up and go, what? What did he just say?
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't he just celebrate the moment of the achievement, which is tremendous? We both said it, Chris. I'm happy for him. I think right. That's awesome.
You asked several of our guests
about it on the show,
yeah.
Absolutely. Do you think, Chris, am I wrong that there won't be some people who will just question Hubert Davis? That's all.
We both have families full of black women.
Yes.
Black women have had to live up, black women are judged by a white beauty standard. And have been ever since blacks been in this country. And it is unfair. Just like it would be unfair if a white women were judged by a black beauty standards their entire existence in a country. And black women are viewed as at the bottom. Even by some black men.
Yep.
And again, you know I'm not lying, Rob. Even some black men are so blinded by white beauty standards that they put black women on the bottom. And this is something black women have to deal with. So as you said, Rob, there will be some black mothers who will look at Hubert Davis. I bet you there's been some black mothers that have a son that's a basketball player. They say, ain't no way my son's going there. Now, he's lucky that a lot of these great players today are biracial. And they got a black father in many cases and a white mother. And you see it from Jalen Suggs and Blake Griffin and Ben Simmons. It's a ton of them. So obviously he'll be able to get them LaMelo Ball. But some black women will be bothered by this. And yes, I think it could affect them, Rob, possibly in recruiting.
Yeah, it was a fail, the press conference. That's that sound that people will have. That's that sound that other coaches or recruiters or Chris, when they send the brothers out to do the original recruiting, you know what I mean, for coaches, right. You know what I mean? And they try to find anything to go, I don't know. Gilbert, did you hear his press conference? I'm just saying. I don't know. You know, are you sure what you're getting there? You know what I mean? He didn't help himself. It was very awkward. He was on the right track. He had all the numbers, Chris, so he did prepare. It wasn't like, I don't know. Right. Am I the first black? It wasn't like that. So he was prepared for this. He knew it was coming. All he had to do was wrap himself around that he's proud to have this opportunity, and he hopes to open the doors, Chris, for others that look like him, you know, to be a coach at North Carolina. And I might be the first, but I hope after I leave here, I won't be the last.
Right.
That I'll do a great enough job that people will just take a look at coaches for their ability and give them the same opportunity I was given. I would love that, right?
Yeah. Well, Rob, you brought up an interesting point that he was prepared for that answer. He welcomed
was.
It. Steve, that's a significant point. He may have thought that out beforehand. And again, look, if I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, maybe thought it out beforehand and just said it the wrong way. You know, but it didn't, it just, I chuckled when I heard, because it was like, what? Like, this comes out of the blue, and then his wording was just, it was, honestly, we talk now about racism and white supremacy. The way he worded it was in a white supremacist way. Because it was, I'm proud that I have a white wife. Like I've got the ultimate gold standard.
Yeah,
I'm proud that I reached that. Now, be proud of your individual wife, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, Native American, whatever. But the way he said it put her whiteness on a pedestal, right. Not her. And it'll be interesting, Rod, because you're right. He blew an opportunity.
A golden opportunity.
He released a statement, but he didn't, at least what I saw, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't see him address that point.
So what was the statement about? Why do you have to release a statement after the press conference?
Rob G, did you see it? It was basically just a generic statement about I'm proud to be the coach of North Carolina again. Look for it, Rob G, but I saw it, but it didn't address the wife or that comment, I should say. At least not that I saw. All right. It was interesting, though, as I said, bizarre. Steph Curry has issued a response to my main man, Rob Parker.
He don't have my Twitter. He don't have
Parker
my DMs.
Ain't gonna like it. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. That's next.
Did I do that?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free
to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, it's underway in Brooklyn. Very early, not even 2 minutes in, New Orleans up 4-2. But the news, Kevin Durant did not start, which is interesting. Obviously, he's going to be starter, but I wonder if that means he's on a minutes restriction. Probably, I don't know if that's been reported, Rob.
He hasn't played in a while, Chris. That would make sense.
What, the minutes restriction?
Yeah, just that.
Right. But usually they'll start. I mean, it's not a big deal, but usually they would start a guy like that. But I tell you what is clear, Rob, LaMarcus Aldridge is their starting center. Like, he started every game he's played for the Nets. And so you wonder, is DeAndre Jordan the odd man out? Now some people are wondering, could that cause chemistry issues? DeAndre and Aldridge, from what I'm told, are very close. Remember, they're both from Texas, so they know each other. They have a history. So I think for that reason, at the very least, it won't cause any issues.
Right.
But it looks like Aldridge is their starting center. So there's that. But you said yesterday in a comment that has really caught fire, gone viral, as the young folks say. that Steph Curry's not a transcendent player. We talked about that. We debated it, argued it yesterday.
I won the debate.
Rob Parker, I think you know my man Ray Ritter.
Yeah.
PR guy, been there forever in Golden State. I'm not sure that Ray Ritter didn't take a snippet of your comments and play them for Steph before that game last night against Milwaukee, because he erupted. He went for 41 points in a victory over Milwaukee. I'll give you. A Milwaukee minus Giannis, but still, 41
points. They were down big. They were down in that game, Chris.
Right?
And I was
rallied
like,
to come back.
Wow.
What, I think he had 30 in the second half. So, Rob, when you talk about Steph, because remember Damian Lillard did it earlier. He didn't really go at him, but he just tweeted or made some comment. I don't know if it was a tweet or what. But where, you know, just kind of pointing to a difference now that they don't have all their stars and how it'd be harder on Steph, that kind of thing. And Steph went at him and gave him 62. And D-Lil said, yo, game recognized game afterwards. And he gave him love. So next time you want to go at Steph, make sure it's the offseason. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's all right. You know, I mean, when I checked the score, they were losing. I was like, okay.
You were going to write a column on that, right?
Right. You already know. I changed to the Masters column. Did you notice that? Because yeah. I told you, for Deadspin.com, I was going to write a Steph column because we talked about it on the radio. I decided I'm not going to write it today. Today wasn't the right day. It just didn't feel right. I said, right. Steph double-crossed me with 41, and that's fine. But I'm sticking by it. And the thing that I love, and yeah, I was trending today earlier on Twitter, and people are like, now, you know what? Friends will like hit me up like this, Chris. Now what did you do? Like not oh wow, that's great. Now what did you do?
Like
the bag boy, it's just a matter of figuring out what he did. But what I will say was I was pleasantly surprised at how many people were on my side. That they agreed with
my take. It wasn't a majority.
No. But it wasn't all everybody hammering me thinking
I'm
crazy.
It wasn't 100. Oh, it was more like 97-3, something like that.
I'd say 60-40. No.
What? No. Come on.
75-25. All I'm saying is this was Steph's year to kind of shake that. If he doesn't lead them to the playoffs, like Steph, when more than half the league makes the playoffs, and if Steph can't get them with the greatest defender He's the greatest shooter.
You don't think he's the greatest coach.
No, that's what I was told.
No, that's by Draymond.
I know.
You know what, Rob? I'm the greatest sports writer ever. All right, start saying that. All right. I mean, but here's the thing, Rob. I think you got to admit it. I don't know that you will. Steph is balling. He is facing, even last night, the 41 came on Drew Holiday, who is one of the best perimeter defenders in the league. Maybe the best. Outstanding lockdown defender. And then every ball screen or dribble handoff, they were double teaming him. So he did it against Drew and then double teams. And he's facing double and sometimes triple teams every night because they ain't got to worry about nobody else.
That's what great players do. They go against the double team. Well,
and what he's doing is giving you 29 points, 48% shooting, 40% from three, a PER that's in the top 10 in the league, better than anybody on the Nets.
If they don't make the playoffs, Chris, if they don't make the playoffs with Steph putting up those numbers, what does it say?
Nothing. Okay. Says he don't have any help. You saw how bad they were. They got beat by 53 without him by a mediocre Raptors team. I've seen Kareem miss the playoffs in his prime. I've seen Oscar Robertson miss the playoffs his last 3 years in Cincinnati in his prime because he went to Milwaukee.
None of those guys would proclaim the greatest of anything.
No, Oscar Robertson was. Kareem was
the greatest player ever?
Kareem?
The greatest player ever?
Yeah, Oscar's been proclaimed that and Kareem too. Stop it!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.